212 Tango Mobile.
Rusty service 34.
Waiting near the yellow I-26 and headed up your direction. In fact, all the way into Asheville. Got a meeting there this morning.
What are you doing up here?
Well, the fall convention of the Barbershop Harmony Society's Carolina's district is going to be in Asheville in November. And I'm in charge of putting on all of our conventions and special events now. And I have to come up and approve the facility and the hotels and everything else. And so I'm on my way up there to meet the representative from the local chapter, who are actually the host chapter for the event.
Well, be careful driving. You picked a good day for it. It's up here a little bit cool, but it's nice.
You know, it's gotten up to 40 degrees down here now. So, and I had doctor's appointment this morning. The review for my annual checkup, or semi-annual, or whatever they call it. But, I'm headed that direction. What you been up to lately?
Work here and there, side job type things, nothing majorly huge. And working on my other tower there, I'm going to put that up tomorrow. And maintenance on all the antennas I've been going through, and I just redid my 160-meter counterpoise, got that all in good shape, all new wire. I just worked on my loop, and I have just now, yesterday, went through and worked on my receive array in the front there. Did my K9AY not long ago, so just going through all the antennas and making sure everything was good and clean, working.
Be doing some of that type of stuff after the first of the month. I'm going to get me the copper-coated steel wire to replace the stranded copper for my loop, and then drop the corners of that down and run the new wire. Take the old wire out, put the new wire through, and so I don't have to reshoot everything, and just pull it back up in the air after I get the new wire on the thing. So get some help down here to do that, get that done, and just a little bit of here, a little bit there, and then later in the summer, I'm going to have a bunch of work done on my house down here, so that's the things I'm hitting for, you know.
Yeah, I got you. What you getting done on your house?
Well, I'm going to have siding replaced. I'm going to have the porches reworked, both front and rear. I'm going to have some electrical work done. I'm going to have redo my electrical work and put a Generac in the line, and maybe do air conditioning and a new roof. And I'm going to have a new roof, that's for darn sure. But got to get the unit leveled again and all that stuff, so that's what I'm going to be getting done sometime next month, is getting the unit leveled as soon as I get somebody out here to do it.
Well, sounds like you got a busy couple of weeks ahead of you for sure. So, nope, not doing much of nothing. Like I said, what time are you going to be done with your meeting?
Well, the meeting's at 11 o'clock downtown Asheville, and then we're going to have to, and then the four of us that are going to be meeting are going to be sitting down and discussing things, because I'm hoping to move all of this event outside down to Hendersonville area, where we can get cheaper hotels and cheaper facility and more parking and all that other stuff, because they came up with a setup that the hotels they're recommending, the cheapest room is $305 a night plus fees plus taxes, and the most expensive room is $521 a night plus fees plus taxes, and parking is $10 to $27 a night parking, so not exactly a good situation.
And welcome to Asheville. That's we've let our floodgates open up too, unfortunately. But yeah, Asheville has become a very trendy place to be. People want to move there. The housing market there is booming. Remodeling businesses are booming. These people are buying. We just worked on $1 million house. The guy bought it up and completely remodeled the whole thing. And he's Airbnb-ing it. Okay, it's $1 million, six bedroom, six bathroom house, and he's going to Airbnb it.
And down here, they're just building new houses right and left down here. We've got on my road alone, at the other end of the road it feeds into, before it hits 290, Of course, they built a, Keurig, Dr. Pepper has built a plant there, and now they're building a subdivision about a quarter of the mile up road from them, and they've already got 35 houses built, you know, slabs poured, and the frames all up and wrapped in plastic and everything else. So, and there's two other subdivisions going up on the other end of that same road. So go figure. All those places, and I don't know who's got all this money that, to spend on houses, but I don't. So I'm going to have to get the one I've got fixed up. Right now I got to find me a new antenna to go on this car, because this one has seen better days.
And I'm thinking I've got a good antenna in my closet that you can have if I got it in there, and I'm pretty sure I do. When I get home, I'll try to remember to take a look in the closet there. I think I've got one.
I've taken it all apart. I've cleaned it out. I've made sure it's all dry and everything. I've checked the wiring. I can't tell what's anything wrong with it, but it's so spotty with reception, it's not even funny anymore. Like you, I'm hearing nothing but I'm hearing a whole bunch of static on your signal coming in. Of course, it could be the way it is, but I get the same thing from people I'm talking to right here in town, and it's just. Tom had one he was going to sell me the other day, but then somebody else heard about it and showed up, and he sold it to them first. And I haven't shot him over it yet.
Definitely not a mag mount. I replaced the antenna that I have on right now, the one that I have in the closet, I think. I replaced with the one that's on my truck. And I didn't replace it for any good reason. There was nothing wrong with the other one. I just one day got a wild hair up my butt, I guess, and decided I'm going to buy a new antenna. And my reception and transmission on this repeater is always questionable, I think, based upon where I'm at. So that could or could not. Maybe isn't you. I don't know.
But I used to have perfect reception on this antenna, even sitting in my yard. But anymore, it's spotty in my yard at best. For the only one it gets in is the one I've got up behind the house, the big antenna that's up on the pole. So that's the only one that gets in good at the house. And places that I've always had no problem before, I dip down one little spot just a little bit in a road dip, and I can't hear anything. So. And all. And this, of course, this antenna is like 20 years old now, so it's about time to replace it.
A different mount, and I might even have some of that laying around. I got stuff laying around all over the place. Give me a call on the phone later on when you're heading home, if you remember. And I'll check and see if I got that antenna. If you want to swing by, I'll just hand it to you.
All right, I'll do it when I get through at my meetings, and all, and we'll talk about things, and I'll give you a holler before I head back down the hill.
Yeah, that sounds good. I'm going to be going into Home Depot here in about a couple minutes here. I'm just coming down Four Seasons, so I'll let you go and make your trip, and I'll look for that antenna when I get home. WU2TND7J.
All right, talk to you later. WU2T Mobile.
M4ZLK.
Hey, Shane, how you doing?
I'm Rusty. Just wanted to say hi to you guys. I just turned the radio on.
Hi, I'm getting in a rough spot up here on the interstate, so I'm going to say 7-3s for right now. Just listen. WU2T.
What's been happening?
And enjoying the new grandbaby. She's 5.5 months old now, and I'm going to be up your way Saturday up in Fletcher. My daughter and son-in-law moved over right off 25 there in Fletcher from East Flat Rock. Party up there, but doing well. Hope you are.
Yep, I'm doing well. Doing well. Just pulling into Home Depot. I was telling Rusty there, so I'm going to jump off here, but good to hear you. And give me a shout on Saturday if you're around. Maybe maybe you want to swing by or stop and have a cup of coffee or something, depending on, you know, what happens with you guys and us on Saturday.
Yeah, that'll work this Saturday, but I appreciate that. I do want to come see you sometime. But good to hear you. Have a good day. I'll see you, Rusty, too. N4ZLK.
Good one, Shane. ND7J.